Okay, welcome back. There are two major reasons why I'm doing this. One of the reasons being that I am doing it for me, right? I'm doing this to remind myself as I go on in life that my life is in my hands, right? It is in God's hands, but God has given it to me and I have to be a caretaker of it. It is no longer in anybody's hands again. And secondly, I'm doing this as an answer to all the questions that I've been getting, all the calls that I have not been able to pick for the past 1 month or so, and so on. also, as we go on, pardon me if I always have to do or maybe pause the video. Well, you will not really know if I pause the video. I think I should just remove this at this point because I feel like I'm not looking at the camera. I don't know. So, it's as a result of what I will be sharing in the video as we move on. I also cannot increase my voice or make my voice loud in that sense. And I will also mention why as we proceed in this video. My birthday is a big deal. Everybody knows that. Well, if you're new, now you know. My birthday is a big deal. I always go all out for my birthday. Now, it doesn't mean that, she goes on vacation. Because, of course, later in life, I'm going to be doing that. You know what I mean? So, I'm someone who is always loud about her birthdays. I've just always been. I do not have any reasons. And right after my birthday, about a week after, I guess, just before Valentine, another major thing happened. I had to go in for a surgery. And all of these journeys started last year, 2023. I decided to finally go in for a test for a swelling that I had noticed in my neck. This swelling had been on for 3 years. I saw it in 2021, but it was really, really small, right? The left side of my neck. But I didn't put attention to it. I just like, it's going to go. But it wasn't going. And then sometimes it will look as though it's no longer there. But then sometimes it will look like it's there again. So I just kept at it and just, you know, kept speaking words of faith. We're going to go in Jesus' name. 2022 happened. It was still there. I saw that it kept increasing in size. Funny enough, I'm surprised, right, that a number of people said they didn't notice. But it made me extra, I mean, this is front of my neck, right? It made me extra conscious of myself. I started changing my outfit. I have a lot of pictures that I took of it, even videos, making videos for you guys. I was so much conscious that even when I made video, I kept thinking, are people really looking at my face or they're looking at my neck? Are they seeing the energy I'm bringing or they're looking at my neck? So it became like a thing of shame. At a point, I kept thinking if I should just go and get turtlenecks that I'll start wearing to work, to church. And those are the two major places I go to. When I'm making videos, maybe I should be using turtlenecks. So people are just like, okay, maybe this is the style she just wants to do. But I'm someone who loves to express in various ways, and clothes being one of them. So the neck was just being a very big issue for me. 2023, Omo, it was bigger. I'm still surprised people said they didn't notice until I told them. And they were like, oh, it's true. So normally, when I was talking to people, I would always take my neck like this, right? Because I felt that it would take attention away from the neck. So my neck was always like this, not like this, right? So even when I was walking on the road like this, and when someone is looking directly too much at me, I bring my head more down because I feel like the person is talking, is looking at the neck like, hello, when you carry your eye comes now, you know? Even when I emceed for my friend in 2022, I was wearing a gold gown. It was off shoulders. I was trying to, you know, take my mind off, like nobody's going to see. But hello, you're the MC, center of attention. Everybody's going to see, everybody's going to look. And you're a dark, beautiful lady wearing a gold gown. I tried to take medication, self-medication, which is very, very wrong, by the way. The woman who had called me yesterday told me she had something like that, and this was the drug she used. I went to get the drugs. Nobody at home knows. So it's going to be a surprise to many of them. I started getting the drug, 5,000, and I'll use it in, it'll be done 2 weeks. So I was getting drugs, 5,000. Imagine how draining that was. So anyway, I finally decided to go into the hospital for a test. And after all the series of tests done, let's not talk about the financial implications, please. It was determined, like I already knew, that it was goiter. And the only thing that could be done was to remove it surgically. That's to perform a thyroidectomy. I was concerned. I was worried because I'd never done surgery in my life. Ever. Right? So it was scary. But they told me that that's the only way it could come off or be out in that sense. It couldn't go out by drugs. Drugs couldn't work for this one. So they told me the amount, and it wasn't something I would be able to raise. So, you know, I reached out to various people that I could that last year. And finally, I was able to raise the money early this year, January. So I went in and took the hospital. Okay, I'm ready with the money. When will the surgery be happening? And they said, oh, you know, that was last year's price. We're going to give you the updated price. We'll let you know. I was like, okay, maybe if they want to add, like, say, 50,000, I'll be able to rough it and just try and hustle it here and there, you know. But they came in with an extra almost double of the amount that they had told me. It was really ridiculous. Mind you, I tried to take a loan, a personal loan in the bank, right? It wasn't working. The HMO plan that I had, that I was using, they said it was a major surgery. I would not be able to use it until 16 months because I just started the HMO. So, are you trying to tell me that I'm still going to carry this swelling in the neck for another 1 year plus? So you're telling me I'm going to have this thing done in 2025? Eh? You say what? You know, and the doctor had told me the battle that I've been facing were probably as a result of this. So it was coming, the goiter was coming with a number of symptoms that I was suffering in silence. Right now, I would not have known all of this if I decided to continue hiding this and not taking it to the doctors to handle. Now, using your faith is not bad. I am a Christian. I am all for using your faith. But going to the hospital as well doesn't make you less of a Christian. It doesn't make you think that you believe God less, right? I just have to put it out there. Anyway, long story short, I couldn't afford it, so I had to look for an alternative. Alternative being trying to get a hospital where I could afford to do a surgery for the amount that I already have. Now, I kept running around. I went to, mind you, several hospitals in Lagos. And if you live in Lagos, you know how this is. I even went to Ogun State. So that's to tell you. Anyway, I got someone who was able to finally get me a doctor's appointment with a surgeon in OAUTHC, Obafemi Awolo University Teaching Hospital in Osun State. Funny enough, I wondered why it never crossed my mind because I'm from Osun State. It never occurred to me, but anyway, we got the surgeon's appointment. When we did the necessary tests, some of them I had already done, so I just brought the tests. Some of them they had to repeat, and they told me, how about we have this done on Monday if you're able to raise the money. I asked them the amount. It was something I could comfortably afford, like emphasis on comfortably. And it was as though I should hug the surgeon. I'm like, where have you been all my life? I just held myself. I was like, yes, I would really, really love to. So on the 19th of February, I went in for surgery. Honestly, I was scared. The anesthesiologist, is it an anesthesiologist? Anyway, the people that will make you sleep. I really do not know why it's. I keep making mistake of how it's pronounced. Keep saying your BP is high. Your BP is high. You have to calm down. If you do not calm down, we will not be able to do this surgery for you. We'll have to reschedule you. I say reschedule again. Well, get off my body. Less than 3 hours, it was done. So a partial thyroidectomy was done. So your thyroid is like a butterfly shaped kind of thing in front of your neck. So it controls metabolism all over your body, right? So when the thyroid, or rather the goiter is removed, so that thyroid, the swollen part, is removed. Sometimes for some persons is usually removed completely, so that is a full thyroidectomy, or sometimes it is partial. For me, because it was only on the left side, so it was just the left part that was removed, you know, the way a butterfly is shaped, just like you divided it and then you removed only the affected part, right? So I still have the right part in my body. So for those who have the full removed, they would have to depend on drugs every day to do the work that that thyroid gland is actually working for the body. So they will take a drug to kind of supplement, you understand. For more information, please check Google so you'll be able to understand better, or you can ask your doctor or your doctor friend. Recovery has been really, really hard. So I am still in recovery, hence the reason why I've been clearing my throat. Because part of it was that, I mean, after the surgery, I could barely talk. Talking was hard because it was painful. It was as if my throat was sewn together. The eating was difficult. I couldn't eat, so it was mostly liquids. Everything I had to take had to be warm or hot, in pieces of tea, hot, custard, liquid, right? All of those things. So those were the things I could take. Swallowing my spit was very difficult. I could barely talk, you could hardly hear me. So I was offline for so long, so long. So gradually, after the surgery, days later, I was discharged. I started having terrible reactions in my body. To my neck, hence the reason why, part of the reason why you see me wearing this. So if you see me wearing this, don't judge. This is the best I can do after a month. Honestly, this is the really, really best I can do. Gradually, I would talk, gradually, but not without, like, the pain. It was as though it was a lot. There's really no way I would be able to fully describe all that happened. So little by little, I could finally eat solid. So the reactions I had, I would really say it started from the hospital, resting my back there, and this terrible rashes all over my body, my back, my armpits, the back of my neck, into my hair. I did undo my hair, the braid I had, really taking them off before the surgery. Can't open my hair, you know, to you guys. But all in all, I'm honestly doing better. The rashes is, say, 98% gone, because I still feel itchy sometimes. But so far, I've not itched. So the doctors also said that I am healing very well from the cut that was made. So I asked them that, why have I not been able to sing? And the doctor said, who sent you to sing? You cannot sing now. And I was like, why? He said the nerves heals differently. The fact that I see that my wound is healing fast doesn't mean that that is how the nerves heal. The nerves takes longer to heal, and I should do off singing. That they told me that, and I was like, yes, you guys said it well, not specific. And they said at least 3 months. Hello, you are saying I have to be off singing for 3 months? I'm a member of the choir. Yes, you have to be off singing for at least 3 months so your nerves can rest. Do you want to injure your nerves? No, I can't sing my soprano. I can't even sing alto. I can't sing along. It's not working. Yeah, so this let me drink water because I'm already getting. This has been my cup since I got. I didn't add. I'm with my parents. I'm in my parents' house right now. Because who can take care of you better than your parents? Honestly, recovering has been easy because my parents have been really supportive. For all the time the bandage was in my neck, I was told that I am not to pour water. Excuse me, I'm not to pour water on my body. So my mom has been washing me every day with a cloth, right? Every day, literally every day. I was not able to stand because even if I stood, it was as if the pain was just massive. And my dad had to do the running around, pain this, pain that, you know. My younger sister came back from school immediately after exams in university. She rushed home. My brother could not be here because of where he's currently serving elsewhere. So my whole family just came together. Everyone, my cousins in Lagos and so many others, right? So everybody rallied around, they were trying to be helpful and all. So my phone wasn't with me for the most part because I'm in pains. I can't even think of phone. Like, I just want the pains to be done. Like, this is the really, really best I can do. And even still, it's getting me tired. This is where I will stop. Hopefully, I'm recording this video earlier because, like I said, I'm in my parents' house in Osun State. Over the course of the weeks, I guess I'll be adding updates. But I want to say this. Like, just go to the hospital. Just go to the hospital. Going to the hospital doesn't make you less of a Christian. I'm saying this to anyone who is in the state that I used to be, or who has that mentality like I used to have. Being a Christian shouldn't stop you from taking care of your health, right? Being a Christian also shouldn't make you careless. You need to be observant of yourself because you want to be successful. You want to be able to do a number of things, but you will not do that if you're not healthy. Don't ignore things that you see in your body. Don't ignore signs that you see in your body. Make a consultation. Talk to a doctor. I'm really super, super grateful to my boss. My boss was really, really helpful. I really cannot quantify the extent to which it was helpful. My colleagues in my absence, my team members. You know, it's one thing to be a team lead, and another thing to, when you're not absent, to see that your team members are really performing so much that it makes you proud, so much that the company is not suffering. Because I feel like if you're a leader and your team members are not doing well, or this can only work only when you're present, then you've not done a good job. So I'm grateful that my team members are able to do an amazing, amazing job, even in my absence. it's a month now, but the job has not suffered one bit, right? My boss has been calling, asking updates, how are you now? How are you feeling? This. So it's not every boss. I can say this for a fact. That is not every boss. I know because I've been in a terrible place before. So I know that it is not every boss that does that. So I'm grateful for the one that I have now. I'm grateful. And God is going to bless him and his family. I'm grateful for the auntie also that referred me. The reason why I'm not mentioning names is because I just wanted to be private. I also just have reasons why I cannot mention their names. The auntie who helped refer me to be able to get to see that surgeon and get the surgery done and over with. God bless you, man. God bless you. So, that's the update, guys. That's the reason why I've been away. Hopefully the next video I get to do for you guys, aside from my shorts, would be, you know, would be me looking better than this, right? Me with my shoulders held up high. And also, yes, I got accepted in, I graduated the YouTube Shorts program. So yes, I'm now a member of the YouTube community partnership program. I'm hyped, I'm super stoked, like I did it, right? Despite all the challenges faced, but I did it. Yeah, thank you, besties. Thank you for watching to this point. Make sure you like, make sure you subscribe to my channel if you're yet to, and please drop a comment what you think about everything that I said. Okay, all right, it's time to call this video. Bye.